This is 1180 Your Family Matters with Carla Tedeschi here in Philadelphia. We have Philadelphia legend Herb Lusk on the phone with us this morning. How are you?
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. Let me just give a little bit of Herb Lusk's background. He is a pastor. He has his doctorate. He played for the NFL, one of our Eagles right here in Philadelphia. And you were the original Tim Tebow in that you were the praying tailback. You would give your successes back up to the Lord, I believe, and praise him for all of your successes. But the most exciting thing about you, Herb, is that in 1989, you founded People for People right here in Philadelphia. Can you share a little bit with us about Greater Exodus Baptist Church, where you are a pastor, and then also People for People?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be able to share. Some years ago, after I left the Eagles, I told them I would play 3 years and quit and go into ministry. So I played 3 years with the Eagles and quit. And I got called to a wonderful church on Broad Street, 7 blocks from City Hall, called the Greater Exodus Baptist Church. And one of the better known as GE today. When I got called to the church, we lost 7 members, 2 mortgages, church in bankruptcy court, $32,000 gas bill, $500,000 worth of structural damage with $300 in the bank. And my first meeting was, Pastor, what are we going to do?
Pray.
So we decided that we needed to use all of our resources, and I started also a nonprofit agency out of the church called People for People, Inc. Well, since 32 years ago up till now, we now have about 2,000 members, and the church is very, very alive and active in our community.
Praise God.
People. We have an early childhood development center with 160 kids in it. We have a charter school with 550 children. We have a Project Dad program helping incarcerated youth who are coming out of prison to reconnect with their children and reconnect with life. We have a great partnership with Project Home, where we just cut a ribbon on the John Bon Jovi homes, 55 one-bedroom apartments and a retail space at the bottom. It was a pleasure working with Mary, Sister Mary. She's a fantastic woman. But, I mean, those are the kinds of things that we've been doing. We have a college at night. We've expanded our work to Chester, Pennsylvania, with a Christian school. The Frederick Douglass Christian School now will be ran by People for People, and we're excited about our work in Chester to come.
So you're really being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in Philadelphia.
We're doing the best we can, doing the best we can.
Excellent. And I know that you also started the Hope Pregnancy Center as well, which is so vital to protect families and moms and their unborn children.
Oh, that is the heart of our ministry life. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Yeah, the Hope Center, Crisis Pregnancy Center, we saved over 150 lives of women who were abortion-minded and prepared to have an abortion and decided not to have that abortion after seeing the ultrasound of that beautiful child that they would have. And we're excited about that. We just wish that we had more support and that we could reach more people.
Herb, can you tell us, if we want to donate to some of your organizations, your nonprofits, how are we able to do that? Do you have a website?
Yeah, the website is peopleforpeople.org. People for People, spelled F-O-R, four.
Okay.
And you can go to our website. You can go to, we also have international work called Stand for Africa. That's standforafrica.org. We're in Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania, Kenya, South Africa, Kingdom of Swaziland. And we would love for your listeners to just reach out. Can I just say one thing before?
Please.
I know you're getting ready to give me the axe now, so can I just say one thing before that?
Well, we can stay on for a while. I thought you had to go to your school's graduation.
Oh, no. I'm not going to have this time again for a long time, so I might as well take advantage.
Hey, that makes me so happy. Go ahead.
So let me say that also this year, at the Bellevue Hotel on Broad Street, we're now called Park Hyatt. We're going to be celebrating 25 years at People for People. Nick Foles is the honorary chairperson, and also Ron Jaworski is our MC. We're very excited about that night. It's going to be a wonderful night in Philadelphia, and we want you to go to our website to find out how you can participate.
And what is the date of this marvelous event at the Park Hyatt?
It's going to be on November the 18th on a Tuesday night.
November the 18th on a Tuesday evening, so we will save that date to support and celebrate with you 25 years of your ministry, People for People, and really coming into people's lives and sharing Jesus Christ with them. If you have a couple more minutes, I would like to talk to you about your charter school. Do you have a few more minutes? So you did share that you have 540 students there, and I think that this is a real issue because, sadly, the educational system in Philadelphia is going down the tubes. I mean, that's no secret. So what a fabulous way to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ and start charter schools. Do you have a waiting list?
Yeah, well, about 450 kids are on our waiting list, yes, right now.
Okay, and so are we looking to, I know that you said that you also bought another school that's over there in Chester, but are we looking to start more charter schools in Philadelphia? I mean, you personally?
Well, you know, we're looking for opportunities to serve.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, you know, there are resource problems, and, you know, we want to work with the our superintendent, and we pray for him because, I mean, the task that he has is enormous. And so we want to be a partner. And,
yes.
You know, I've always said this to our mayors. I've always had good relationships with all of our mayors and our last few governors. My church and our nonprofit are just seeking to be partners. How can we serve our city?
Yes.
How can we serve the people of Philadelphia?
And so clearly you're getting such a wonderful opportunity. Is there one specific time that stands out in your mind, Herb, a time when you saw someone's life that was being destroyed by welfare dependency or drugs or crime when you were, and I'm sure you have millions of these, but can you give us your greatest example of just Christ really turning, using you and using your ministries to turn someone's life around? And really to turn generations around, right? Because when we change one person's heart for Jesus Christ, we pray that generations will be affected in a positive way.
Right, right. Yeah, I can think of a number of them. I'll just give you one. It's a young lady about 25 years ago we met in our welfare work program. She had five children. She had no husband. She had never had a job before.
Mm.
Her mother was on welfare. Her mother's mother was on welfare. Her mother's mother's mother was on welfare, generational welfare. That young lady now is gainfully employed. She has her bachelor's degree. She's married. The man adopted all five of her children.
Beautiful.
And she is living the life that God called her to live, and, you know, to see her is just a beautiful story.
It is beautiful. You know, I didn't ask you, how did you come to know Christ?
Oh, when I was a little boy, you know, Martin Luther King got assassinated. And I got to go back. See, you're taking me back.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going out of order.
That's all right. That's all right. But Martin Luther King got assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, when I was 15 years old. And my mother fulfilled my life. She sent me to California, where my father and mother had separated years before that, 10 years before that. But the nonce to me, when I got there, he was a Baptist preacher and made me go to every service, every Sunday school class, on and on and on and on and on. And I heard him preach a sermon once. And most people, when they say they came to Christ, it was because they felt the love of Christ, and I'm sure I felt his love, but when my father preached on the subject of hell,
yes,
that was quite a motivator for me. I said, wait a minute,
right.
got to be a better option than that.
That was your big hook that grabbed you in.
Yeah. Oh, it got me in. And then, of course, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. One of his deacons prayed the prayer of salvation with me, and I've been a churchman and a Christian ever since.
So you had the blessing of really being protected and people praying for you, and as you were growing up, when a lot of other people do not have that privilege and that honor, and sometimes they go down that broad path and they have real consequences. What a blessing it is for those of us who have praying parents and praying families. And then so you went to college, I assume, and they discovered your football talent there?
Yeah, well, actually, was an All-American in high school.
Okay.
And when I went on to junior college there on the Monterey Peninsula, and was an All-American and went to the Hall of Fame in that junior college, and then went to Long Beach State and was an All-American Hall of Fame, and then was blessed to come to the great city of Philadelphia. I was drafted by the greatest coach in the world, a guy by the name of Dick Vermeil.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I, you know, wasn't born then, but I do remember him.
Yeah, well, you know, Dick is an icon. I mean, Dick Vermeil is probably, when you talk about Philadelphia, you think about things that are good, even though he hasn't coached in a long time. We still think of him. He's quite a man. And I've never had a coach that was more connected with his players, not only in the game of football, but more importantly, in the game of life.
And everybody does know him. There's books about him.
Oh, yeah.
You were really here during a fabulous time. So what has the Lord laid on your heart for Philly for the next 10 years?
Oh, next 10 years? You know, I'm looking at legacy right now at my age.
You're someone like you. I don't think you retire from the Lord's work. I don't think you do.
No, I won't. I mean, obviously, I'd like to see more crisis pregnancy centers open in Philadelphia, of course, the Philadelphia area. I'd like to see more churches involved in the pro-life movement in a very active way because, you know, if we don't do it, nobody else will. And I would like to. You know, I have a son who's just graduated. We'll be graduating from seminary next week.
Congratulations.
And I have very high hopes. Yeah, thank you. I have very high hopes for him to go in ministry and perhaps even, you know, to carry on some of the work that God has placed on my heart.
Yes.
I have two daughters that I'm excited about, and I'm thanking God for them and hoping that they will also continue in the ministry as well. They're both very lovely Christian women, and I have still very high hopes for them as well.
To carry your torch and your legacy of Christianity. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Are you familiar with Sunday Breakfast Mission at all? And Wayne Hall?
Yeah.
Wayne Hall? My dad sits on the board there for many years. They do a great work there. I'm sure, I don't know if you've partnered with them at all.
Yeah, we've done some things with them, and I got to tell you something, that I have a lot of the members of my church that were brought up in that mission.
Praise God.
So we're very familiar with them, and we thank God for the work that they do.
Yes, they do an excellent work with men, just as you are as well. Is there anything that you would like to leave our Philly listeners with? What is your prayer?
My prayer is that your show continues to blossom and grow, and that you gain more and more listeners so that you can minister to the people in the way that you have eloquently did to me while I've been on your show.
Thank you so much. That is extremely kind and generous of you. And again, we will be promoting your event November 18th at the Park Hyatt, celebrating 25 years of People to People. And I'm going to ask my husband to see what's on the calendar. I hope to meet you there and shake your hand. No, I'm going to give you a hug.
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless. Enjoy your graduation.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless. Bye. God's not dead. He's surely alive.